Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
As modern life is going through the process that we're going now, human beings are sort of at the verge of becoming machines. Bodies are getting extremely stressed by the pressures of modern life, and stress creates inflammation in the body. And inflammation affects many different things, but when you've got symptoms of hay fever, it's hitting two organs. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle, and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about hay fever. And James has just said, why is more people get hay fever than ever before? And I went, well, hang on, I'm just about to tell you that. So I'm going to tell you now. Isn't it interesting that so many people get hay fever now? So many people. So why? What's going on? Well, the good news is, as always with Own Your Health, I'm here to explain to you two things. Why have I got this, or why is this happening, and what do I do about it? The why and the what is going to be explained now. So the first instance to say is that hay fever in Chinese medicine is a condition which is particularly relevant to the organ of the lungs, but secondarily, the organ of the spleen. Okay, now then what's going on with hay fever is that it's also not just hitting those two organs, but it's very much hitting what's going on with society as a general state at the beginning of the 21st century, which is we are stressed, and we're inflamed as a result. And that, James, is the, and everyone else, is the, because it's all about him over there. No, that is why it is such a condition which is getting worse by the year, and more people are suffering from it. Because as modern life is going through the process that we're going now, human beings are sort of at the verge of becoming machines, but we're not machines. We're human beings. So therefore, what's happening is our bodies are getting extremely stressed by the pressures of modern life, and stress creates inflammation in the body. And inflammation affects many different things, but when you've got symptoms of hay fever, it's hitting two organs, as I've said. The lungs first, because the symptoms tend to be related to the lungs, and the spleen. Now, what do we therefore need to do? Well, the first thing is that we need to offset the stress response. That is the first thing that's creating the problem. Stress, because we're stressed, because we're busy, is creating inflammation, which is impacting the organs, which is creating the symptoms. So the first thing to do is address your stress. Okay, so what do we need to do? Well, the first thing is we need to relax. Because the thing about the stress response is it's creating a constant state of fight or flight. We wake up in the morning, likely to be to an alarm clock going in your ear, and then it's like, and then it starts. And then for the rest of the day, you are juggling your balls and you've got like a man with a stick going, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, standing behind you, and you're just running to keep up. And what happens is we don't really relax in this state because we're busy and we've lost the ability to relax. We've become unfamiliar with it. We find ourselves so exhausted yet restless that if we do try and relax, we find it very difficult to do so. We just start scrolling through Instagram because the body's so agitated. So the first thing that we need to do is start to bring in some really simple relaxation techniques into your busy day, because that in turn will reduce the stress response, bring you into relax and de-stress, and then it will start to reduce the inflammation markers, take the pressure off the organs, and calm everything down. So how do we do this? Well, one of the easiest things to do when we're trying to relax, when we're already stressed, is to tap. Because when you're agitated, it's quite hard to go into a deep meditative state because you're so agitated, you kind of can't really get there. So the first thing to do is to meet your body where it is. I'm stressed. Okay, well, I'm just going to tap my body because that actually feels really comfortable because my body feels like it wants to be kind of percussed. Percussion, of which tapping is one of the techniques, is an active massage technique. Okay, it's active in its therapy. So we just start by just tapping the chest. This has a knock-on effect of also clearing some of the heat and inflammation out of the area of the organ, which is the primary organ when you're dealing with the symptoms of hay fever. So just tap the chest. Okay, now, as you're tapping the chest, start to slow your breath. Okay, start to, as you're tapping, just gently allow yourself to breathe more slowly as you breathe in. And then just relax as you breathe out. Oh, just do that a couple of times. Once you've just let it go a couple of times, then just slowly breathe. Just slowly breathe in and then linger at the top of the breath. Slowly breathe out and linger at the bottom of the breath. And then as you're just gently, gently breathing now, because it's much easier to breathe now, have you noticed? After just doing a couple of minutes of tapping and allowing things to slow down a bit. For those of you just listening, I've taken my tapping to my waistline. So I'm just tapping either side of my waist. Why? Because this is really good at calming the spleen. It's also really good at calming the liver. And the liver has a little bit of a catch up with hay fever as well. That also has a habit of getting stuck in there. So just by tapping the organ, I'm just calming things down. Ah, and just gently giving myself a little bit of a rest. Now I'm going to stop tapping and I'm just going to go to the flats of my hands. And I'm just going to go to the lower back, just everywhere from behind the bottom of the ribs to the lower back. And I'm just going to go in a circular motion. I'm just going to rub my kidneys because the kidneys get really caught up in the stress response. Remember that the adrenal glands sit on top of the kidneys. And they're massively responsible for fight or flight. So just slowly breathe and just rub the kidneys for a second. It feels really nice. It's not good to, well, you can if you wish. If you go straight to the kidney rubbing, you'll probably find you're too agitated to start with to get the pleasure of it, okay? If you start with the tapping and then move to a gentle bit of a more of a massage technique, you're going to find yourself, you've done about 2 minutes, feeling more relaxed. And that's all you need to do, okay? Now, the way that I bring that into my daily life is I use the app which I talk about, Mindfulness Bell, but there are other ones, where I set that gong to go every hour. Okay, it just gongs. It's just a really pleasant noise. You can put it on quite a low sound if you wish. And it's just a reminder to just do this. And if you're in a public place and you can't, just do the breath. Just allow yourself to breathe gently and that will immediately start to get the stress response down and the inflammation markers down. And what you've also been doing there is working on the organs as well. But there's a little bit more than we can do over and above that. One of the most important things we can do for hay fever is a technique called gua sha. Now, gua sha has hit the beauty press a number of years ago, and these gua sha crystals sort of appeared absolutely everywhere. Lots of people are doing it for their looks. But a slightly less fashionable form of gua sha is body gua sha. Now, this is the tool that I like to use, which is made of medicinal grade stainless steel. But if you don't happen to have this at home, which you are probably not going to have, use a clean jam jar lid. It will give you the benefits of body gua sha in something that you've already got at home. And what you want to do is before bed, put a little bit of body oil over the chest and over the shoulders and take the gua sha and press stroke over the chest because you want to clear this heat and inflammation out of the organ, okay, before it has a chance to go upwards into the face and start spewing out through the orifices of the face. Because this gua sha technique has been renowned in Chinese medicine for thousands of years to clear inflammation. That's what it does. It clears coughs, it clears fever, it relieves pain, but it also clears inflammation. And you're doing it right on the area. Once you've done the chest itself, I would then take it down the arms, focusing to where the index finger and the thumb, if you put them together like a little chatty mouth, okay, that angle, go from the shoulder all the way down that area of the arm, because there you're working on the channels relating to the chest. So you're going to clear the channels at the same time. Take the same jam jar lid or metal tool and then gua sha around the middle at the same time on both sides. Okay, so from the back to the front like this and on the other side. And if you want to go knock yourself out, you can get two jam jar lids and do it at the same time, saving time. Okay, now that's one of the easiest things that you can do to clear inflammation using a jam jar lid. It's always better to use a metal tool if you can, but start with a jam jar lid whilst you get your confidence and you'll start to notice. Once you've done the chest, then I would also make sure that you're working down the throat. Never gua sha the actual front of the throat here, but make sure that you're using your ear as your marker and simply press stroke down the throat, okay, down the sides of the neck, which is in one direction. You're not rubbing up and down. You go from the top to the bottom, remove the tool, top to the bottom, remove the tool. And with that, you're starting to clear all of the airways. Now, another couple of things that I really like to do if you're suffering from hay fever is to use the Himalayan salt pipe, which is this one here, which I love. Again, a very, very cheap tool. These are not expensive. They last for years and years and years if you look after them. And all it is a ceramic pipe with Himalayan salt underneath. And all you do is you hold the pipe and you just breathe slowly in and out. And what you're doing is you're allowing the salt to come into the lungs, to heal the lungs, clear the inflammation, and above all, to start drying out the excess mucus, which is creating the hay fever and a lot of the symptoms of excessive wateriness and phlegm that's coming out through the nose and through the eyes. Those are my main techniques that I like to use for hay fever. There are a couple of other little points that you can use as well, but I wouldn't use them first. Doing acupressure is always the last thing that I recommend because you need to get the big body stuff done. But on the basis that you've done everything else, you can take your little fingers and you just want to place them either side of the nose or the nostrils, just here in this wonderful point called welcome fragrance. And if you just press gently there as if you were massaging a baby and just allow yourself to make tiny little circles either side of the nose, like so. And then go to your thumbs and just hook your thumbs under that inside point of your eyebrows in the eye orbit. It's a really nice point. That's bladder two. It's a really nice point for alleviating sinuses. But as I've said, don't start with acupressure and think, well, I pressed it and it didn't work. OK, you need to do the heavy duty stuff first. And then that's like the icing on the cake or the little sprinkles on the top. So thank you so much for joining me today on that little Own Your Health explanation of hay fever. Do please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you'd like further information, there is a whole fact sheet on my website, which is also completely dedicated to this symptom. And do please leave your comments below. Or if you'd like us to send you the fact sheet, we can do it in the comments. Just put hay fever and we'll answer you. So thank you so much. I look forward to hearing your comments on Instagram, TikTok or Facebook. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.